Bit of a bombshell this morning for America's Cup enthusiasts, with an arbitration panel delivering a ruling that Team New Zealand boss Grant Dalton has described as an outrage. Jeremy Rees is executive sports editor for RNZ. He's been wading his way through the ruling and he joins me now in the Auckland studio. Hi.
Hello. Well, wading is right because the document itself is sort of dense and wonderful legalese. But, you know, today the America's Cup arbitration panel agreed with Luna Rossa, who are the challenger of record for the America's Cup, to have two of the inner Waitemata Harbour Crossing courses dropped from the America's Cup Challenger Series and beyond. As you know, the America's Cup can actually often be a very legal basis. It feels more like it's sort of a legal battle than a yachting one for a long time. So there's a legal agreement that's thrashed out even before they start racing. And then there's an arbitration panel that's set up to try and actually, you know, make sure everything's fair and rule on any disagreements. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's three of them on the arbitration panel, a guy called David Tillett, who's a very experienced Australian. He's done it before. There's a Swiss lawyer, Henry Peter, and the New Zealander on the panel is Graham McKenzie. And they're all lawyers. And they're all used to having to rule all the way through sort of America's Cups on this sort of arbitration matters.
What's the significance of this ruling then? What's Grant Dalton worried about?
Well, look, he's very worried. He says he's outraged. He's worried about, I think, about a number of things. First of all, many of the Aucklanders will not be able to actually sit on top of North Head, on Takapuna Beach, you know, in Devonport or in the inner city, and sort of watch some of the racing. And I think that's a blow to him and the America's Cup organisers. Also, I mean, he's argued that it's incredibly telegenic. You know, those courses. So effectively what you've got five courses that can be used. Two of them, known as B and C in these legal documents that dropped today, are off Takapuna and off Devonport. And the whole sort of row has erupted around, can these inner harbour ones be used all the way through?
Mm.
So it's a big summer of yachting that we've got ahead of us. And there's three main regattas. There's a Christmas Cup, mm-hmm. and that's when all of the yachting teams are going to get together and have a practice. It's the World Series of Yachting. Then you get from mid-January till mid-February, you get that Challengers Cup kicks in, and that's the one where they try and pick who's going to be the winner to go and take on the Team New Zealand for the America's Cup. And then you get the America's Cup itself. And it looks like the Harbour Master and Ports of Auckland have got very worried about that sort of December-January period of having the racing right off Takapuna, right off Devonport. I mean, as you know, in Auckland, half of Auckland leaves the city over Christmas and New Year and mm-hmm. early January, and the other half goes to the beach and takes to a boat. So I think they're worried about that congestion out there and whether it can be run. So Luna Rossa has gone to the arbitration panel and said, well, under the agreement that was all thrashed out, it said that all of the courses will be available all the time for everyone to practice. And now we're hearing that these two inner city ones may be dropped, mm-hmm. you know, for at least for the Christmas Cup and part of the Challenger Series. And it wanted the arbitration panel to rule, is this within the spirit of the agreement? Team New Zealand said, well, yes, it is. They said that actually they felt they'd be disadvantaged themselves by not being able to get onto the courses. And so the panel then sort of heard from everyone. The challengers tended to back up Luna Rossa and say, yeah, look, if we can't get onto these courses B and C, then let's bowl them.
Because they thought it would be an advantage to the New Zealand team.
Mm.
If the New Zealand team might know that sort of part of the harbour
exactly.
a little better than them. So no one's getting to practice on it, but the residual knowledge or the existing knowledge that New Zealand has of those courses when it comes to March would give them advantage.
Exactly. Mm. And that was what was thrashed out in front of the panel. And there's lots of toing and froing, according to the documents, between lawyers for everyone. But eventually the panel go to the regatta director and they say, well, look, what's the chance of working this out? And he does come back and say, well, look, we probably could use B and C as long as there's some restrictions there. Maybe we could get our way through it. But the panel then ruled in a majority decision. They've looked at it and they've said, they've agreed, to be honest, with Luna Rossa. They've said under the deed of agreement or this agreement, if you can't race or if everyone hasn't got access all the time to those all the courses, then they should be got rid of.
They're worried about Jeremy Rees showing up in his paddleboard crossing through just at a crucial moment.
Exactly. And, yeah. and there's any number of problems that could occur then. And then, of course, there is a minority decision with the New Zealander Graham McKenzie saying, look, no.
Surprise, surprise.
Even lawyers are allowed their nationalism, aren't they? Well, but Graham McKenzie makes the point, I think, that the regatta director thought there would be a way through this. And he talks about there could be significant commercial losses.
You don't get to showcase Auckland in quite the same way if you're not using those ones that are close to the city.
No, that's right. And, you know, if you think back to all the wonderful America's Cup sort of events that have been on around the world, it is those views of the city that are beautiful in the background of these extraordinary-looking yachts.
Might there be an appeal? It's America's Cup, of course there'll be an appeal.
There'll be an appeal. Or there'll certainly be some sort of legal documents flying around, I'm sure. But certainly Team New Zealand have said that they want to go, they're going away, they're looking at their options, they're angry, using the word outraged, but they're going to sort of look at their options of what can happen next.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jeremy Rees is Executive Sports Editor for RNZ, taking us through a decision of the America's Cup Arbitration Panel, which was delivered late morning.